Hi, everybody. Jimmy DeYoung here. Welcome back to Prophecy Today. I'm in temporary studios in Champaign, Illinois. We'll talk about the meeting we're going to have here. It's going to be a couple of day meeting, a prophecy conference. You'll want to be a part of it. We'll give you more details momentarily. Right now, though, we need a Middle East news update. The man who deals with that, our broadcast partner, is David Dolan. David, let's talk about a number of things, and I just can't believe what's happening. Prime Minister Netanyahu on an historic visit to South America, a number of nations there in South America. He goes into Argentina first, Buenos Aires, and there he sees a Palestinian terrorist group who is actually demonstrating against the prime minister and depicting him on posters that they're handing out and the newspaper coverage as well as Adolf Hitler. This is despicable. I can't understand why it's happening, but it does talk about the long arm of the Palestinians and their efforts to destroy the Jewish state of Israel, doesn't it?
Well, it does speak to that, Jimmy. They really leave no stone unturned all over the world to oppose Israel and to call for Israel's destruction, and more importantly, to do acts and support groups that are, you know, carrying out terror attacks and that sort of thing. Argentina, Jimmy, well, of course, this is a country that is a welcome mat for some of these people to a certain extent. So that's been true to the very end of World War II. When the country acted as a host for many German Nazis that were fleeing Europe and looking for sanctuary and refuge. And, of course, some of the most famous criminals of the war ended up in Argentina. We know that history. And, of course, we also have the worst, Jimmy, and this is still to this day the case, the highest number of Jews killed in any terror attack aimed at Jews specifically and aimed at Israeli-connected Jews, occurred in Argentina, of course, in Buenos Aires in 1994. That blamed on Hezbollah, and Prime Minister Netanyahu brought that attack up. Over 80 people were killed in it, most of them Jews, some Israelis. And he reminded the government of Argentina that they need to do more to ferret out such people. The previous president, Jimmy, actually thought to be behind the death of a prosecutor who was bringing somebody involved in that attack, allegedly, to trial. He was killed the day he was supposed to speak to the parliament there in Argentina. So a lot of shenanigans over the years there, and the Palestinians feel it's a good place for them to demonstrate, obviously. But to bring up Hitler there, ironic, but there are historic reasons.
Let's think about Hezbollah, because you just mentioned them. Not only were they active there in Argentina, but they're active right this moment at the border between Israel and Lebanon, there in southern Lebanon, where Hezbollah is located. We've been watching as an 11-day military exercise unfolds, largest in 20 years for the Israeli Defense Force. And now they're even talking about the fact that Hezbollah may use jet skis to attack the coast of Israel there in the north. This is a very definite reason to have a major military exercise, isn't it?
Well, it is, Jimmy. Hezbollah is becoming very, very bold and heavily armed. As I mentioned last week, there's also concern that Hezbollah being a puppet of Iran, that is one of North Korea's closest friends on earth, that Hezbollah may be called upon to open up a war front against Israel if, in fact, there's conflict in the Far East. That still looks very possible, with North Korea testing more missiles and provocatively sending them over Japan, Japanese territory. So Hezbollah's a real threat, Jimmy, and the attack that Israel carried out over a week ago in Syria, in Syrian territory, from Lebanese territory, but inside of Syria, on Syrian army positions supporting Hezbollah, is still reverberating around the region as well, Jimmy, with many saying that this showed that Israel is not afraid of either Syria or Russia, really, that it will continue to try to curb Hezbollah's power. The Washington Post had an interesting article saying that Prime Minister Netanyahu plans to bring up with President Trump when they meet at the UN at the end of September, the fact that Hezbollah is spreading so rapidly in southern Syria, and they feel that the Trump administration has been kind of going along with the Russians on this. This ceasefire deal that was announced a couple weeks ago in the south of Syria, it is still basically holding, but the Israelis are saying it's just giving both Hezbollah and radical Muslim Sunni groups more ground to operate against Israel, that they simply have taken advantage of the quiet to up their attacks against Israel and their threats against Israel. So that border area is not going to be quiet for long. The 11-day exercise could easily be stretched, and especially, Jimmy, if the Israelis assess that the chances are still there of a conflict in the Far East, they will keep their forces in the Near East, in the north of their country, on full military footing for the time being, at least.
Yes, and when you couple the fact that Hezbollah at the border with Israel and Lebanon is doing what they're doing, and then just go a couple of miles east, and what do you run into? You run there in southern Syria, a buildup of the Iranians right there at the border as well with Israel. This is the reason that they have to be on high alert, and Israel is now warning the President of the United States, Donald Trump, will go in to Syria and to Lebanon if we need to protect our people. That's an alert that the United States and Russia had better pay attention to.
Well, it is, Jimmy. And in fact, Israel TV reported another element this week that's very disturbing, and that is that Iran has agreed to allow Hamas, the Palestinian movement that controls the Gaza Strip, that it is allowing Hamas to set up a base in southern Lebanon and in southern Syria, that it will cooperate with that as well. Well, the last thing Israel needs is Hamas on two borders. It's enough that they fire rockets from the Gaza Strip, but if they get into south Lebanon, that would be a whole nother affront, or southern Syria. So that's a serious development as well. The Israelis are serious about this, Jimmy, and I think that they appreciate President Trump's stand overall. They were very glad when he ordered the military strike against Syrian positions after the latest chemical weapons attack was launched there by Syria a couple months ago. But they would like to see the U.S. take a tougher stance vis-a-vis Russia in particular, and they see Russia allowing Syria to take over all of its old territory again, and that's okay as long as it doesn't also bring in Hezbollah and these radical Iranian groups. But as we've been talking about, they see Iran as trying to form an arc from Iran all the way over to Lebanon of territory that they control without any interruption. And they want to make this, as it were, a little Shiite caliphate with the aim primarily of attacking and destroying Israel. So obviously Israel can't allow that, and it will, I'm sure, be a topic of discussion between the president and the prime minister.
David, let me follow up on Hamas. They are talking right now with Fatah, which is the other faction of the Palestinian people there in Israel, and basically is the Palestinian Authority there in Ramallah. So now, as I understand what you're reporting, Hamas in the Gaza Strip, Hamas up north in Lebanon, and in the center part of the state of Israel, a combined Fatah and Hamas terrorist organization. This does not look good as far as Israel is concerned from the internal problems that they're having.
It does not, Jimmy, and the fact that it's being expedited by Iran, and again, we just have to point out how weird this is, because this is the Shiite superpower. Hamas is very much a Sunni Muslim power, and of course the Shiites and Sunnis are fighting each other in Syria, in Iraq, and other places, in Yemen, in the Gulf. So for them to be cooperating is remarkable, but it just shows how powerful Iran is, how much its money and influence is so important to the spread of terrorism. The Israelis were not happy that the Trump administration approved, or as it were, said Iran is keeping the nuclear treaty again. That happened this week. Every month, I think, they have to certify that. But they say no. You know, the Iranians are still our greatest menace, our greatest threat. And here they are backing our Sunni Arab opponents and making them strong. By the way, Jimmy, the Egyptian press is saying that a prisoner swap may be pending between Israel and Hamas, that there may be some back-channel talks going on, that Israel would have to release some Hamas prisoners it's holding, I think 39, and some others that it rearrested over the past couple of years. Israel would get back, hopefully, three living Israelis being held in the Gaza Strip and the remains of several soldiers that are believed to be there. So this may be pending. Whether that would change the political dynamic between Israel and Hamas, I doubt it. We've seen these deals before. They're usually lopsided in favor of the Palestinians, and the Israeli public in the end usually does not like them.
I've got to talk one thing positive with you, David, if you will, and we've only got a couple of seconds. There's talk about the Minister of Transportation in Israel, including the continuation of the train all the way to the Temple Mount, giving access to the Temple Mount via the train to Israelis so they can go there to worship.
Yes, now, Jimmy, the internal city train in Jerusalem stops on the other side of the old city, as you know, near Jaffa Gate, and it's quite a walk from there to the Western Wall. So to extend it around to that area would be significant, or closer to it. Of course, it's also very controversial because it's in the Arab side, as people say, the eastern side of Jerusalem, but the train already rides through Arab neighborhoods, especially in the north of Jerusalem, so that wouldn't be unique. But it just shows that's the heart of Jerusalem. That's where a lot of people want to go, and they do go, and you might as well have the best public transport to it that you can. So, but it again shows that the Israelis consider this the heart of their city and really the heart of their country and certainly the heart of their religious life as well.
And David, I had to conclude with something positive on your Middle East news update. David Dolan, the man who keeps us informed as it relates to what's happening in the Middle East, with a particular focus on the state of Israel and the city of Jerusalem. David, thank you so very much, my good friend. Appreciate it. We'll talk again real soon.
Glad to do it, Jimmy. God bless.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Dr. Rob Congdon standing by. He's going to give us a European Union update. That's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.